Spending a few minutes now with Swarthmore men's basketball coach Landry Kosmalski. Once again, his squad nationally ranked, having an outstanding season, 13-2, as they get ready to host Muhlenberg in Centennial Conference action on Wednesday. And first of all, coach, congratulations. Success, nothing new to the program. But once again, your group kind of hit the ground running and playing good basketball again here.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Yeah, we've had a good start despite a couple buzzer beaters that are two losses. Guys responded well, and we're playing high level right now.
What were your expectations coming into the season? You guys made the deep run in the NCAA tournament last year, but if I talk to you October 1st, what were your thoughts of what this group was capable of?
You know, that's a good question. I was kind of at both extremes. I thought we could be really good, but I also knew we were pretty young overall. So didn't really know how long it would take us to get to where we need to be. And that's still a work in progress. So I think it's more toward the first extreme. I think we have a chance to be pretty good, even despite some inexperienced players getting a lot of time. We have, really talented, tough, unselfish guys. So as we're learning things and all getting on the same page, it's translating into some pretty good basketball on both sides of the ball.
What have been a couple of key moments for this team where you really got a feel for what you have?
Well, I think the two losses were telling. There were some things, from my end we weren't really prepared for there early in the year, which, I took responsibility for with our team. And but then I think, it's kind of hard to say. We've had some guys in and out. Had some guys injured, had some guys sick. So I think, one game, before the break, we had gone through some struggles and then kind of got back on track. But right before the break, we played York, who's a pretty good team, and we played really well at home despite missing two guys from a rotation. And I think it showed a lot of, coming together through some adversity. And then coming back after the break, we played Middlebury, and we were down 9 with 4 minutes to go, 4.5 minutes to go, and came back and won that. I think it's given us some confidence here going, getting back into conference play.
For people that aren't familiar, who are some of the players making this success possible?
I'd probably point to our captains. We have two junior captains, Zach O'Dell, Nate Schaefer, and then a senior captain, Cam Wiley. And, most people know about Cam. He's had, his third, great year in a row. But those guys are leading us, I think, really well. And I think it's translating into some really good play and good confidence from our younger guys, because we're playing three freshmen, three sophomores. And I think those guys' leadership and example has really helped the younger guys elevate their games.
You've gotten the program to where you guys are at a high level now, year in and year out. How much does that make the mental game more important, but elevate the importance of the mental game, because you're going to get everyone's best shot every night?
Yeah, and that's a really great question. It's something we talk about almost every day, because we learned that last year. And I think we started the year and every game was really just difficult and trying. And we were, as coaches, we were mentally exhausted at the game and our guys were physically exhausted. And what we learned about midway through the year is we said, we need to welcome this and embrace it, because getting everyone's best shot just makes us stronger in the end. And, and I also think your expectations going into games are, it's never, hey, we're going to win by 20 just because we're good. It's, it's going to be possession by possession, round by round. And, that I think that keeps us focused on the present. So it's been a good thing, although initially it was pretty challenging.
And final question, as you really get, day in, day out in the routine and the grind of the conference here, what are the focuses for the group? What are you really trying to tighten up or really polish here?
Another insightful question, because that's something I'm thinking about a lot right now, especially coming off a time we played 6 games in like 14 days and, a little less practice time. So I think a lot of it is just, going back to the little things. We need to do some execution details better. We do need to keep focusing on each, taking it day by day, focusing on the present and not look forward to whatever our seasonal goals are. We need to stay focused on the day-to-day. And you know, just get a little bit better with our execution details, you know, maintain and elevate our defensive effort. And as you mentioned, you know, the mental part, I think we have to just kind of stay focused on doing it day by day and doing it together.